Welcome, listeners. Today we have stories from Sweden, sent in by no less than a Swedish listener, titled The Night Guard. We explore two stories. One is a true short story, paranormal in nature, and the second story is a no sleep titled Little Sarah, a horror fiction no sleep involving music and Swedish folklore. So lovely listeners, turn those lights off, the sound up, and get ready for something Swedish. I call him Owen. I work in the private security business. Today, I wish to share the story about Owen. Owen is a ghost who never really left his job. One of my customers in an office building gets a nightly inspection to ensure everyone has left the building and that the alarms are activated properly. The first time I met Owen, I was doing my usual routine when I saw the light from a room across the hallway. The office rooms are equipped with motion sensors that turn the lights on and off to save power. I take out my notepad so I can check the ID of the person obviously working late. This is to ensure that there is a record if supplies get stolen, etc. Every office has a window to the hallway and no other exit. I see this bald man, about 60, sitting by the desk looking occupied. I knock on the door to not alarm him, momentarily losing sight of him because of the door being made of solid wood. I get no reply, so I open it, only to find the room empty. Since then, I only glimpse him in short moments walking around the office or sitting by the desk. I always know he's around when the light is on. I named him Owen, and he doesn't seem to object. When passing by, I usually say, "Good night, Owen," before I leave. I forgot once when I was in a hurry. He then became a bit sulky and messed up the electronic door lock, so it didn't respond. Only after I said sorry did it respond to the button. Always keep your ghosts happy. When buying a violin case for my friend at a pawn shop, I found this written down amongst some old music notes. This was never supposed to have been written. Alas, my end draws nearer, so I don't see what any more harm this could possibly do. God doesn't waste any miracles on someone like me. I was born in 1950, and it became clear that I already, at a very young age, had a great musical talent. My teachers gave me praise and said I would go a long way if I kept improving as I did with the violin. I'm a classic violin player. You might think it's an outdated profession, with slim to none chances of riches and fame. You are wrong. Since classical music has more or less always captivated people through the ages, I would even dare say I have played for more people than some of the average rock stars these days throughout my career. And my fans don't abandon me for the next superstar. After my debut performance in 1960, I continue to play well into this day. I won several national contests before I even turned 18. And later, winning several prestigious awards. You probably even heard my name in passing, or even own my CD. Or perhaps you've even been to one of my concerts. Anyway, this is not meant to be my memoir. This is my written confession before I leave this earth. In the summer of 1959, I went abroad with my family to visit an aunt who lived far away in Sweden, close to a place called Kvikkjokk, where she had a cabin nestled in the Swedish wilds. It was a breathtaking journey, and I could picture myself staying there forever, playing my violin, next to the streams that glittered amongst the forest trees. Upon arriving, I see the aunt standing together with a young girl my age, who immediately comes over and tugs at my hand, dragging me off with a flood of accented but fully understandable English, telling me everything at the same time. Her name was Sarah, 8 years old and from Stockholm. Her parents owned the cabin next to my aunt's, and there were no other kids around yet, as the summer season was still early. But now that I was here, we could be friends and play in the woods all day. She was such a happy and energetic child, so full of life. I felt a little hounded by her, but she had such a charming way that I couldn't say no, and I didn't unpack my violin until after 3 days. So one day, while I was given a rest from Sarah, who had returned to her parents for lunch, I decided to take it with me to play outside. My aunt saw me and said something in Swedish while smiling. Not knowing more than a few words, I asked her what she had said. She had said, "Beware of Naken." Apparently, he is known in their folklore as the River Man and the violin player in the stream. She had said this jokingly after seeing my violin. Apparently, he was rumored to be attracted by music. The River Man himself is said to play the violin so beautifully that none can resist its tune, and he uses it to lure the children into the stream to drown them. Supposedly, he also sometimes ate them, even though he preferred offerings of human food instead. I laughed at this since he was also supposed to often sit on a rock all naked while playing. I wish I had been a more easily frightened child. After leaving, I found myself a sunny spot next to the stream a mile or so into the forest and started to play a bit while tuning it just right. Soon, the music sounded as perfect as ever, harmonizing with the sound of the stream and the occasional bird. It was more captivating than I had ever thought it could be. After a while, I became aware of the birds being quiet, and then just a few feet away was Sarah. She had this dreamy look in her eyes as she walked towards me. "Play more," she urged, while placing herself on a rock next to me. So I did. I played and played all the while she sat there and listened. I even thought I could hear a second violin mimic mine perfectly, if not more so. Some kind of echo effect, it seemed, made all the more beautiful by the nature sounds around us. Before knowing it, late afternoon was suddenly upon us, and we hurriedly went back to my aunt. This continued for a few days, and Sarah was my ever-faithful listener, and I started to hear this echo again, but with new sounds and melodies I had never heard before. If I stopped playing, it faded slowly right after. I then started to mimic what I so faintly heard, and it was simply beautiful. Like music really coming to life, as soon as I tried to play it, the music came out perfectly, and everything sounded so fantastic that I knew I must have hit my peak. Yet for every day, I improved even more. One day, Sarah couldn't come because she didn't feel well. I went to my usual spot and played, when suddenly a shadow loomed over me, and a man eyes me approvingly while resting against a walking stick. He looked to be about 40, and had a black, neatly trimmed beard and moustache. Before I get a chance to speak, he addresses me in perfect English. "A fine tune, if I ever heard one. Must get the girls swooning, am I right?" Surprised by this odd man, I answered that I never gave it a thought. He then just laughs merrily and says, "You will never have to worry about that. No woman alive will resist you if you play before her. Maybe you should ask your little lady friend to come along some evening. Seeing her as the sun sets might inspire you to even greater heights." "How do you know I usually have a friend with me?" I asked him a little guarded. Clearly, he has been spying on us before. He just laughed in his strange, pleasant way.
"I always walk past this stream in my travels, and I've seen you two a few times, but decided to let you have your peace. I shall not keep you any longer, sir. Keep playing. And remember what I told you."
He winked at me. With that, he then walked away along the stream while whistling on a happy tune. When he disappeared around a bend, I started playing again. Strangely, the faint echo wasn't there anymore. Sarah recovered and came along again the next day, even though she was still a bit pale. I asked if she was really okay and if she had the strength to be up and about. She only smiled and asked me to start playing already. So, I played and played, but the echo wasn't there. During a short break, I told Sarah about the man I met yesterday. She shrugged and said that there is a lot of hikers that come along this time of year, so he would probably not be the last to come by and listen. I kept trying to get that strangely wonderful echo, but to no avail. and Sarah didn't seem to notice anything amiss. I was not satisfied, however. The 4 weeks was drawing to an end, and I had yet to find that perfect tune again. So, with only 2 days left to stay, I decided to take the man's advice and ask Sarah to find me at the stream, as I had a special solo just for her. She was not supposed to wander outside that late, but as she had grown fond of me, she said she would sneak out to meet me. When she came out from among the trees, it was all that the man had said. As she cautiously made her way towards me, I had already started playing, guided by that strange echo. She was glowing, as the faded sunlight framed her tiny body, like a small golden girl. I halted myself for just a tiny moment to whisper the name of my solo to her. Little Sarah, by the stream. Her eyes sparkled with pride as I continued to play, her presence inspiring me to the greatest musical peak I ever felt. The evening was warm, and soon Sarah removed her shoe and edged towards the bank of the stream to dip her foot in. I watched her as the foot touched the surface and the echo stopped abruptly. Looking at her, I stopped my playing, somehow, strangely knowing what was to come next. As she turned her head and smiled at me, two long hands broke the surface and dragged her down quicker than anything I've seen before. A soft laugh echoes before the stream comes to rest again. Nothing was ever found of Sarah, except the shoes she had removed. My musical breakthrough came the next year. I love folklore and paranormal stories, and the Night Guard brings both. Thank you so much, mate, for sending these stories through. They were brilliant. Hopefully, I got relatively close to the right pronunciation of those Swedish words, and if anyone on here knows how to properly pronounce those words, direct me or let me know where I can find out. And also, if you enjoy this story and have a story of your own, feel free to send them my way at storiesfablesghostlytales@gmail.com. And my website also has all my YouTube videos plus all my narrations on SoundCloud in one convenient place. So if you get a chance, you can check all my stuff out there or even visit me on YouTube. I've almost hit 500 subscribers on YouTube and I'm stoked. And I have you awesome fans to thank. So thank you. Okay, listeners, it's that time. This is the place where stories live and you telltellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.